Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verse 22. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." John's parents were bursting with pride. Their son had finally obtained his high school diploma. Although this may not seem like an extraordinary accomplishment, for John, it was the triumph of a lifetime. He was never a model student. As a matter of fact, he despised school. Before he completed 3 years of high school, he dropped out. This led to a series of failures, dead-end jobs, battles with alcohol and drugs, even a little time on the streets. These were all part of his resume. John's parents were cautious when he showed up on their doorstep and announced he was going back to school. Still, they supported him. In the end, he gave them something to be proud of. He not only graduated with honors, but he also kept his promise to change his life. God the Father announced his pleasure with his son. But this was no ordinary parent's proud proclamation. This was the Almighty God acknowledging the perfect obedience of his son. Jesus came at his Father's command to live the life we could never live. He was perfect. No sin, charge, or blame could ever be brought against him. At the Jordan River, God the Father put his stamp of approval on everything Jesus had done and would continue to do. Jesus came to be our substitute, to secure what we could never achieve, God's pleasure. Because of Jesus' sinless life and the gift of faith, which takes his life and makes it ours, God now declares us sinless and announces his love for us. God's pleasure in Jesus is our guarantee of God's pleasure in us. Through Jesus, God says to you and me, "You are my child, whom I love." Through Jesus, God declares, "With you, I am well pleased." O precious Savior, words can never express the deep debt of gratitude I owe you. You came to live for me, to die for me, and to secure for me God's love and good pleasure. Keep me in your love so that I can look forward to the home you have prepared for me in heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.